Beginning today on Morning Edition, we're bringing you a week-long series on heroin and opioid addiction in the state. A lot of the stories we hear are about policy and government response. This week, we're going to add to that with the stories of people on the ground level doing what they can to help. I'll be traveling throughout the state and talking with these people for a series we're calling Hope on the Front Lines. And today, we begin in Keene, where, on a recent Saturday afternoon at the fire department, a handful of people are learning how to use the now widely available overdose reversal drug, Narcan.
Your kit will look like this. It has the instructions on the outside. It's calling 911. And then
it's one thing to get it into the hands of those who may need it. As I find out, it's another to know how to use it properly.
You put your thumb on the bottom. It's got hash marks on the side, so it said half and half in each nostril. You don't have to be a scientist here, so you're doing about half in each. If you do the entire dose in one nostril, it's okay. You have done no harm. All you've done is reduce the surface area.
Tricia Wadley is with the Greater Monadnock Public Health Network. She demonstrates putting together a Narcan kit for the class. It's a clear syringe with an atomizer, which turns the liquid into a spray. People here today get a free kit, but the training is also an opportunity for people like Bill Davis to ask questions.
Does it work on Suboxone and methadone?
Yes.
So if they're overdosing or have used too much of those substances, this can help block those receptors in the brain.
Later, I pull Davis aside, and he opens up about his own struggle with heroin addiction. It started with a back injury that required surgery.
After the operation, I got some pretty serious narcotics. I didn't do the rehabbing like I should have. Once they cut you off the stuff, I was sick. I had no idea what hit me. I really didn't know what opiate sickness was.
Davis is now clean and in recovery. And while he hopes he never has to use his Narcan kit, he still knows people stuck in that cycle of addiction.
Like they say, relapse is a part of recovery. Well, let's hope they don't relapse, because if I see somebody in an overdose, and at least be able to hand them some of this. I just don't really want to see nobody die. And if I can help, I will.
The kits being handed out today are part of the 5,000 the state dispensed last fall, paid for through a federal grant. Tricia Wadley, the trainer, has handed out more than 300 of those kits in the region since December. She tells me the people who come out to these kinds of trainings are usually dealing with addiction issues in their lives.
So these are the mothers who are knocking on their daughter's door three times a night to make sure that they're awake. They're the wives who are checking on their husbands multiple times during the day. They're the children who are checking on their parents multiple times a day. The kits were really, the idea was to get them to the users or the folks who are struggling with addiction and then their closest circle.
She's done nearly 20 trainings since December, mostly at local businesses, healthcare organizations, and public schools.
And maybe we're not necessarily dispensing kits all the time, but they're definitely interested in the education. So we've had a little bit of uptake on folks who are interested. And we try to meet that need, whether it's on a Saturday like this, or during the workday, or after work hours.
It's obvious just how much of a need there is. First responders with the Keene Fire Department tell us they've used Narcan nearly 60 times this year. Compare that to only about 20 times during the same period last year.
Narcan is nothing new to us. We've had it for a long time. But what you're starting to see is what's mixed with, okay, you're getting the heroin. What is in that? It's laced with fentanyl. We talked about the way they're manufacturing. How do they make it cheaper for a better profit margin?
Jim Pearsall is the training lieutenant for the city of Keene. He says that dangerous mixture means many overdose victims now need several doses of Narcan to be revived. And Pearsall says they're seeing the same people over and over again. He tells the rest of the class about one of those people they're seeing frequently. It's actually someone he knew growing up.
I brought him back 9 times. 9 times. It kills me every time I see him. This is happening to everybody. It's affecting everybody. You know somebody that is affected by this. You're taking a step here to help people out.
Good recoil, but don't bring your hand off the surface of the chest. Leave it touching it.
And you got to have that rhythm right to make it really effective.
One, it's two, and three, and four.
We're learning CPR today as well. First responders say it's not always enough to have a Narcan kit. As we're down on the floor practicing chest compressions, a call comes in. There's a needle on a nearby street. Pearsall says that is happening virtually every day.
We need to be policing ourselves, policing our kids. Hey, don't touch that. Okay, if something looks suspicious, call. We're here.
This is the second CPR Narcan training hosted at the fire department this year. Both were organized in partnership with a local advocacy group, and that group is called Keen Hates Heroin. Jessica White founded the group last year after losing several friends to overdoses.
Addiction has been in my life. My all growing up, have family that's addicted in different ways, and some personal experience. So kind of just a natural calling, I think, at some point, just realize that there's a lot of gaps in the community that if you put your mind to it and are determined enough, you can help kind of bridge those gaps.
The group holds community meetings where people come together. They talk about why people are using and how to support recovery. She sees Narcan training as one more way to help.
Narcan is definitely not a solution. It's but if it's used as a means to open up that conversation with more people, somebody walks in the door because they just want that training, just because it's the thing right now. At least I got them in the door. I got them engaged in conversation, and now they've been exposed to a wider mindset.
The IN's good, and whatever you do, you're going to save a life by using it. And we use it because, you know, a lot of addicts, their veins are junk.
And there was plenty of conversation. People share personal stories and hear first responders talk about what's happening on the ground. Diane Marr is also here. She's a school nurse in Keene, where officials recently approved stocking Narcan in schools.
We've had incidents of staff, we've had incidents of students, we've had incidents of parents, so it's just one more thing in our toolkit. And as RNs, we're used to this sort of a delivery method.
And Tricia Wadley, the trainer, tells me these sessions are also an opportunity to debunk some myths. Narcan can't get you high, and she's seen no evidence to support the argument that making it more available would encourage users to push their limits.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of very personal opinions and very passionate personal opinions that might not be based in any science or logic, but it's really hard to break those down. And so being able to educate folks with about a simple option to save a life is a really powerful thing.
And this kind of training is happening all over the state. The Derry Fire Department, in fact, is holding a CPR Narcan training Wednesday night at Barca Elementary School.